Hello, everyone. This audio is an original work of fantasy created by an adult for adults only. If you are under the age of 18, you must stop listening now. Script and performance is copyright 2021 by Princess April. All rights reserved. Please do not rehost, repost, copy, or in any way attempt to circumvent my exclusive right to distribute this audio the way I see fit. I can be contacted on Reddit at uprincess_April. If you see this audio posted anywhere other than Reddit's family of Gone Wild Audio and related subreddits, Soundgasm, my Patreon page, or under another username, it may not be authorized. Thank you for listening, and enjoy. Hey, Daddy? Are you busy? I know you're studying for a test. Of course you're busy. It's just, I really need to talk to you. Yeah, now. I'm sorry. Please? Okay. I'll try to be quick. You know that I really like you, right, Daddy? And you like me. I mean, I make you happy, right? Okay, good. What? I'm sorry. I'm just not very good at confrontation, okay? Well, I don't mean this to be a confrontation, really. Can you stop writing a second and hear me out, please? Okay. I'll just get right to it, okay? First of all, well, why do you make me call you Daddy? I mean, I get it, kind of. It's a sex thing, right? And that's okay. I knew you liked it, so I agreed, but then you started wanting me to do it all the time, and, well, you're like 2 years younger than me. Isn't that kind of weird? Oh, don't look that way, Daddy. I'm just asking a question. No, it doesn't have to change, I guess. It's just, well, it is kind of humiliating. Yeah, I'm like 22 years old and a senior in college, and you're 20 and a sophomore. Isn't it kind of weird for me to call you Daddy? Yeah. Well, I know you like it, but it seems like, well, I don't know, but maybe you like forcing me to do it more than me actually doing it? Well, not forcing. I know I don't have to, but I just have this feeling that it's not about what I call you. It's more about, well, it's more about wanting to make me uncomfortable. Is that true? Is that what you like about it? Well, all I'm saying is maybe we can find something else, like sir or mister. I mean, either of those would be better than Daddy. Oh. So you're saying I was right then? You do like it because it makes me uncomfortable. Okay. That's honest, I guess. And weird. But what I don't get is why. No, but I don't like it. Okay. Yeah, I know I said it gets me a little flustered and horny, I guess. I don't really understand why, but I mean, it's not that I like it. It's more that I'm starting to get used to it. And That makes me feel a little icky. Yeah. Okay. No, it's okay. I'll keep doing it. Calling you daddy. I guess I kind of am used to it now, so. And cute? Oh, well, I don't know what that has to do with anything, but thank you, I guess. Okay. Daddy. No worries. I was just asking. Oh, no, wait, Daddy? I know you have to study, and I'm really sorry, but there's more I wanted to ask you about than just the daddy thing. There's actually quite a bit more, and I want to get it all out there before I lose my nerve. Is that okay? Okay, well, about the, gum I've been chewing? The stuff you order from Japan or whatever? Do I have to chew it all the time? Oh, no, I'm not chewing any right this second. Why not? Oh, well, I guess I just wanted to give it a rest. I've been chewing so much of it lately, and God, it's just, it's gross, Daddy. I mean, who makes gum that tastes like sperm? What kind of sick pervert came up with that? And who chews that stuff? Well, no, I know I do, but that's only because you make me. No, I know you don't make me. I just, you know, I just want to make you happy, Daddy, so I do it for you. I just don't understand why. Why do you want me to chew it? It makes my breath smell like cum all the time. Is that what you want? Don't I get enough of that already, you know, after we have sex? Honestly, Daddy, would you want to chew on it? See? So why would I? It's humiliating. It's degrading. And what makes it even worse is, you know I think it's gross, but you make me do it anyway. You know what I mean. I know I can say no, but I don't like to. It's really hard for me. It wears me down, you know? That's just my personality. I've always been that way. When I have to do hard things, I just think, well, I'll just get through it now, and in the end, it'll be worth it. But I'm not sure all this is worth it, Daddy. You know? I guess this is really hard for me to say, but I guess I feel kind of taken advantage of. Well, you know, you want me to do these things. No, I know I don't have to do them, but you know me, Daddy. I can't say no. I want you to be happy with me. I don't want to disappoint you. And what makes me really scared is that gum. I'm starting to get used to it. I'm starting to get used to all of it. You know, the gum, calling you daddy, those awful, nasty names you call me while we're having sex. And I'm even getting used to the fact that every single time you come, you want to do it on my face. None of this is normal, Daddy. But I'm starting to get used to it. And that really scares me. No. No, but I don't like it. No, I don't. Well, I know I get wet, but yeah, I know I come too, but that's different. That's just, well, I don't know what that is. I don't know. It's confusing is what it is, and it's humiliating and disgusting, and it feels like, I don't know, it feels like you're doing this to me on purpose. Like, you know I won't say no. You know I get really horny sometimes, and then you try to trick me into thinking I like it when you degrade me like this. I don't, Daddy. But I don't. What? No, I don't want to break up. I like you, Daddy. I like living with you and having sex with you, and I really like it when we snuggle on the couch and watch TV together and talk about school, but I wish some things were different, I guess. Like, it's not just the gum or that you like to finish on my face or even the daddy thing. It's more than that. Well, okay, like, why do I have to dress up in these crazy slut clothes all the time? I mean, you know? I know it's just for when I'm at home, but, like, just for once, Daddy, I'd like to be able to come home and relax. Maybe put on a t-shirt or a comfortable dress. Anything besides these embarrassing mini skirts and block heels you make me wear. And look at these. And this top is so tight, my nipples are poking through. You have me looking like some kind of prostitute. Do you have any idea what this is like? Just walking around the apartment like this, trying to make sure I'm clean and shaved and chewing on sperm gum and looking like a complete slut while I make sure to stay away from the windows and just wait for my boyfriend to come home? Sorry, my daddy. That makes it even worse. I'm a slut waiting for my daddy, right? And sometimes I have to wait like a long time. And then I start to wonder, who am I doing this for? Nobody's there. It's just me. You're not even home. And then when you do come through the door, well, sometimes it's fun, I guess. It's just so demeaning is all. And that's another thing. Why don't you ever tell me what your schedule is? I mean, if you could just like call like 10 or 15 minutes before you come home, I could get dressed then and be ready for you. Like, that would be an okay compromise, right? So at least when I'm sitting home by myself, my breath doesn't have to smell like cum, and I don't have to walk around the apartment looking like a complete whore for anyone who walks by the front window. No, I know I'm always worked up and excited when you finally get there. I know that. That's not the point, Daddy. No, it isn't. The point is, I don't like being treated like that. I don't like being taken advantage of like that. No, I don't. Just because I get wet and stuff doesn't mean... No, it doesn't mean I want it. It just means I'm starting to get used to it. And that's why I'm bringing all this up. It's scaring me, Daddy. It's terrifying. That gum? I'm actually starting to like the taste of it. Like, all I can think about right now is opening up that box of it sitting right there and getting another piece. What is wrong with me? When I dress up like this, I'm starting to get so wet that I have to change my panties after an hour or two, or I'll start making a mess of my legs. And I start to smell myself. For real. Why are you laughing? It's not funny. The whole apartment starts smelling like me. Daddy, I dripped all the way down to my ankles the other day because all my panties were in the washer. You're being a jerk, Daddy. I guess it is kind of funny, but it's also kind of disgusting. I don't feel human when that happens. I feel like an animal. An animal who can't control herself. And then there's that dildo you gave me, remember? The rubber one with the suction cup? Yeah, that one. The one from yesterday. I was so mad at you when you gave that to me, Daddy. I was. I know I didn't say anything because, well, I was just trying to be a good girlfriend, okay? But I was actually mortified. What kind of boyfriend gives his girlfriend a suction cup dildo and says, "Here, if you're so horny, fuck this while you're waiting for me." I was just so... It was so humiliating. Seriously. I threw it right in the trash. I was so upset. I almost broke up with you that night. But then, like, 2 hours later, you had gone to the library to study, and there I was, all dressed up in some whore outfit, and so horny that, I don't know, I pulled it out of the trash and washed it off. I started fucking it. I hated myself for that. I honestly did. And it's only gotten worse since, like yesterday, when you came home and caught me. I'm bouncing up and down on this freakish rubber cock on the kitchen floor, chewing on this big wad of gummified sperm, and when you came in, I was so stupid, I didn't even see you. And then you just started laughing at me. You called me a slut again. And what did I do? I came. What is wrong with me? I don't think I've ever felt more disgusting in my whole life, Daddy. My stomach is tying itself in knots right now, just thinking about it. Realizing how lost I am. What I've become. Do you get that? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I hated every second of it. But the thing is, I've gotten used to it. Anyway, that's why I decided to say something, finally. I don't feel like myself anymore, Daddy. I don't even know who I am. I can't concentrate in class. My grades have gone down the drain. My parents are harassing me about why I'm not graduating this semester. I'm constantly preoccupied with trying to make you happy. Trying to make sure I'm doing what you want me to do. I'm so horny all the time. I'm chewing on this gum and I seriously think I'm starting to get addicted to it. And all you seem to care about is using my pussy and coming on my face. Is that what I am to you, Daddy? Is that all I am? Just a tight pussy and a pretty face? Come on, just tell me the truth. Are you doing all this to me on purpose? Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for your honesty. I can't believe you just said that. Well, mission accomplished, Hattie. I'm a slut now. Congratulations. You know, as long as we're being completely honest with each other, do you want to know what I think? I think you're a pig, Daddy. I think you're disgusting, and I can't believe I let you treat me like this. I'm so stupid. I'm such a pushover. No, I'm too nice. I always have been. And look where it's gotten me. I get wet for no reason. I obsessively chew on disgusting gum that literally makes my breath smell like sperm. I call my boyfriend Daddy, and all he does is call me a slut and come on my face. I mean, look at me. Look at what I'm wearing for you, Daddy. This is obscene. Well, say something. Is this what you wanted? This? You know what? Never mind. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm sorry, but I am. Such a slut. All I want to do right now is get a piece of that gum. Daddy, is there something in it? The gum? I mean, you know what I mean. Something that's maybe messing with my head? Something addictive? It's okay, I won't be mad. I really want to know. I need to know if somehow it did this, or if it's just me. If this really is just me. So? You know what? It doesn't matter. I don't think I want to know after all. Either way, it's my own fault. What? Why are you laughing? I worry too much? Wow. Thanks for the scoop, Daddy. You don't think I know that? You're a jerk. God, I need a piece of gum. That's better. Daddy? I know you're busy, but I'm really horny. I'm so wet. Can you please fuck me, Daddy? Please? Here. I'll bend over the desk. Like this. And pull my skirt up. It's easy. It's right there. It's all shaved and everything, okay? Just fuck me, please. Call me names. Come on my face. Laugh at me. Do you see what I'm wearing? I'm a slut. I don't deserve any better. It can be really fast, okay? Just let me get off on your cock. I'm sorry about all this stuff I said before. I was confused. I didn't mean it. Daddy? I like it. I like smelling like cum and dressing like a toy. Honestly. Don't make me fuck that dildo again, Daddy. It's so cold and lifeless. Please? Please, Daddy. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Fuck me. Fuck me like a bitch. Oh, God. Yeah. Pull my hair. Pull my hair and fuck me. Yes. Yes, Daddy. Call me a slut. Call me a cum slut. Oh my God. Fuck my wet cunt. Use me, Daddy. Pull my hair and use me. I'm so screwed up, Daddy. I'm so messed up. Oh, I want to taste your cum. I want to taste the real thing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Come on my face, Daddy. Come on me. Call me a slut and come on my face. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thank you. It tastes so good, Daddy. I love cum. I love your cum. I'm so sweet compared to the gum, you know? I like both. It's so good. Daddy, I'm gonna come too, okay? I'm gonna come. Oh, God. I like smelling like cum for you. Oh, Daddy. Oh my God, Daddy. Oh God. Wow. I really am disgusting, aren't I? No, I am. Don't backpedal, Daddy. Did I at least make you happy? Yeah? Okay. Well, at least I'm glad for that. Okay. Can I please change out of these clothes now, Daddy? Okay. Thank you. I'm gonna go take a shower, okay? You can get back to studying. Oh. I left kind of a mess on the desk, huh? Oh, and on the floor, too. Sorry. I mean, I don't know why I'm sorry. I really don't. Anyway. Thanks, I guess. Sorry, I don't know what I'm saying. I'll leave you alone, okay? Bye, Daddy.